Rise. Do not worry that schools are broken. Knowledge is infinitely more important than any standardized thing that we can create. Putting one teacher in front of multiple students never worked. It never will. It just can't. It confuses the teacher even. They think grades can motivate you. All the while, there are so many problems with grades that it just shows that teachers are not thinking clearly. There is more here. Because if you spend your entire life fixing schools and actually create perfect schools that truly teach, self-directed, with students tutoring each other, and replace grades with money bonuses, real schools actually pay their students. This money is an investment in the future of the entire world. And these perfect and beautiful schools are still vulnerable to manipulation. Be it dictators, crime families, or liars, or even greedy politicians. Or vile creatures that control what a person can self-direct to, your lifetime of dedication and this incredible achievement of making real schools a reality can be turned against people that you so deeply cared about. It probably won't take much for liars to find all the things that they can exploit. See, the thing that makes schools vulnerable is the standardization and centralization. The things that make it work is raising the level of education around the world first. Not to trivialize it, but this is a chicken and egg problem, as in what came first. And the solution is to gradually increase the level of real education all around the world by first encouraging students to self-directed self-education. Which is something that realistic schools should be built on top of anyways. Here, of course, the crazed teachers that misunderstood the meaning and gravity of real education, because they never got any in the first place, they also have fake education, will laugh at me and say, "My students are too stupid to learn." Teachers call you hormones behind your back. They don't understand that forcing you into something that is irrelevant and uninteresting under the threat of being held back or punished or laughed at is not an education, but rather fraud. And as far as they think about it, they think passing tests is proof of your education. But if they did think about it for real, they'd see that they are just lying to themselves. They have, in fact, created a fantasy to get through the day and put food on their table while defrauding the future of humankind. There's one more thing that complicates matters. The history of humankind shows, time and again, that we can be raised into a warped reality. We are vulnerable to indoctrination. We all too easily accept what the adults are saying as true. We all too easily soak up culture from whatever surrounds us. It is probably an evolutionary trait. All people that didn't have this trait went off to wander about and see if lions, hippos, and snakes or warring tribes were really as bad as the elders were saying. The people who listened to their elders were selected for by evolution. The others did not live long enough. We are children of the stars. We are each meant to become a great being. Just imagine speaking with your elder self and ask them what their regrets are. I think you will find that they are saying that you need to accept the responsibility for your own self-education, because counting on someone else to magically teach you is madness, possibly the most dangerous idea you've ever had. I think your elder self will also ask you to learn something that with each step adds to your existing knowledge. And I think that something is software programming or development. It is a language with which you construct and control machines. You can learn it on your own without anybody's interference. And you can create products for sale just out of pure thought that you then convert into diagrams and code. Programming, you see, programming is the future, not just computers. Computers can be used to just make a consumer out of you and try to extract money. Finally, the greatest thing you can do here is go to the library and get free narrated books, quality narrations, inspirational volumes, and listen to all the books that are held in high esteem by all the world's intellectuals that other great beings mention in their works. Books that helped intellectuals become independent thinkers and become wiser. Books that inspired them to greatness. No single book will ever bring you all the answers, but your first 1,000 will help you rise to your first plateau. The books will help you start growing all the way up until you become a great being, until you have so much to the content of your character that you are freely synthesizing new ideas. Afterward, if you have been tricked into thinking that you are not smart, which is a way of making you more convenient to adults, to teachers, to whatever, accept the following as proof that you have genius within you and it only needs awakening. Find a cheap wall projector. Project your selfie on a large canvas and begin learning about mixing color and about displaying and selling your art. Just like that, you can become an artist. And just like that, you can become a programmer, a philosopher, and yes, a great being. Please, awaken your genius.